Hello.
Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
11209.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York? Or, like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
1987.
Okay. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Older.
Sorry?
I'm not neither.
Okay. And what is your race? White, black or African American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino or Spanish origin?
Really none of those identify as me. To be honest, I'm not considered white.
Right, or some other race, please specify.
I usually click other.
I'm sorry?
I usually click other. European.
You said European?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Right. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Donald Trump, Republican.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Would you probably not vote? Or would you definitely not vote?
I would vote.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
I'm motivated. 10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. At 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I guess 7.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Neither agree nor disagree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you do each of the following matter to these, to you, I'm sorry, let me start over. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting gender equality matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter a lot.
Matters a lot.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting gender equality? Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Well, on the following candidates or issues, the first one is protecting gender equality. Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. The next one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me. I'll vote.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will
vote. Nothing will stop me.
Okay, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided or some other option?
I'll vote for Donald Trump.
And if the election, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Republican candidate.
If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated? Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some? No, not much, nothing at all.
Not much.
Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. adds certain protection to the State Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A. Yes, both puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A. No vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote.
Yes.
Based on your read of this amendment, did you think this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights up to immigrants, threaten voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, threaten protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
Prevent the future of New Yorkers, you said? Not the last one.
Well, the last one says, threaten protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
Yes, that one.
Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? Here are the options. Much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, much less motivated to vote on the amendment.
No difference.
Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one is, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Strongly agree.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
I strongly agree.
Yeah, on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means strongly disagree and 10 means strongly agree.
Yeah, I agree that they shouldn't discriminate against anyone. So 10.
Okay. The next one, everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from.
10.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
1.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
5.
Everyone deserves the chance to Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
8.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
1.
Depending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
What was that?
Yes, defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
7.
Okay. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote?
No. No.
Okay, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I would vote. Definitely vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of the rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more. Don't know.
Statement B.
So it will be a statement B, somewhat more, or a statement B, much more?
Somewhat more.
Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating. And 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. But putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
What were the...
You need to rate it from 0 to 10, where...
Okay.
10 means you think this is extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, and 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating
five.
At all. Okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
One.
Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing.
One.
Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
One.
Sometimes, over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation. Gender identity and pregnancy also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I will not vote.
After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely? Much more likely? Somewhat more likely? No change? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely?
There's no change.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 0 and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
No, straight.
Just to confirm, you said straight?
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retire, permanently disabled?
Full time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
90,000.
Just to confirm, you said 19,000?
90.
Oh. 90, okay. Just 1 second. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
Thank you.